Hi, welcome to today's podcast episode. For those of you thinking about giving up alcohol, this one is for you. If you're sick and tired of drinking, if you're having those little thoughts in your mind recently, like, what would life be like without it? Will there be a big void in my life if I stop drinking alcohol? What will it be like to tell my friends that I don't drink anymore? Then this episode is for you. This is for you if you struggle with alcohol and you want to get rid of it, or you're even 1% contemplating getting rid of it. I know when I was trying to stop drinking alcohol, one of the things I noticed about Ireland was that there's not too many people talking about how bad alcohol is. In fact, I find it quite the opposite. I find it this really acceptable done thing in Ireland where it's just so normal for everybody to go to the pub and get really drunk and get really hungover and for nobody to question it. And I genuinely have yet to meet somebody that is happy with their relationship with alcohol. I've yet to meet somebody who is happy with their relationship with alcohol and who just enjoys drinking. Now, I know, I'm sure there's some of you out there that love to have like one drink and that's it. But I'm not even sure why you would even then have that one drink. Like, is it the taste? Is it the feeling? I have yet to meet those people yet. I mean, why do we drink? That's really the most interesting question for me. And maybe for you, like, why do you drink alcohol? What does it do for you in your life that sobriety doesn't do for you? Why do you drink? If you're thinking about giving up alcohol, that's the very first question that I would start with. I want to give you a little bit of a backstory into my relationship with alcohol. I quit drinking alcohol on the 1st of May 2022, so this is coming up to like a 2-year anniversary now. And alcohol has always been just a very normal part of my life. I would drink when I go meet my friends, I drank on my wedding day, I drink at weekends, I drink to celebrate, I drank champagne to celebrate any occasion, like any occasion that you can think of that celebrate, alcohol featured. And it featured very normally, like, of course, it's the dumb thing to go and drink alcohol when you're celebrating, right? And I used to drink alcohol at the weekends. I used to get very excited about trips to Tesco to get the alcohol ready for Friday and Saturday nights. It featured like very heavily on holidays. I would arrive on my holidays and whether it was one or two glasses of wine or 10, it would be every single night on my holidays. It just was a very normal part of my life from the age of 18 onwards. It just was one of those things that I did and I didn't question. And I used to get drunk, like a lot of people in Ireland do. You would drink too many drinks, get drunk, have a chipper on the way home, go home and not really think too much about it. And I went on like this for years and years, and I had kids and I got busy in work and I set up my own business and I would drink at the weekends and I would drink to celebrate. And I didn't really question it until I started questioning it. That was about maybe 4 years before I stopped drinking alcohol. I started to realize how bad it made me feel. I started to realize that I would be very hungover and I would be very anxious. I started to notice how difficult it was to feel good in my body. I started to notice that I was very puffy and red-faced and looking wrecked the next day after drinking. I noticed that for 4 hours of drinking, there was 4 days of pain. 4 hours of knocking back the wine on a Saturday night, to be hungover on Sunday, to get a terrible night's sleep Sunday night, to feel bad Monday, to feel bad Tuesday. I noticed that I was super cranky on a Tuesday. Isn't it funny? Like, you drink on a Saturday night and Tuesday you feel horrific. So I started to just question, like, why is it that I'm striving to be healthy during the week and I'm striving to live my best life? Why is it that I'm pulling myself down and bringing myself down, right down, every single weekend? And most of my goals have always been to get healthy, feel good in my clothes, have motivation for life, be excited for life. have clarity, have a really good mindset, in the sense of lean more towards the positive, not the negative, be able to be resilient in the face of problems, to reduce stress and reduce my anxiety, and to feel empowered as I move throughout my day. And what I noticed was that alcohol does the opposite of all of that. That it was leading me to eat loads of extra food that I don't normally eat during the week. That I would have takeaways at the weekends because I would be either hungover or I would be drunk and I would want to like drunk order the takeaway. That I would comfort eat because of alcohol. And it just changed a lot of my food habits at the weekends. So I noticed that I was really struggling to feel good in my clothes. And I noticed that when I was being really honest with myself, it got to the point that alcohol was probably the main culprit for me not feeling good in my clothes. But like a lot of us do, I started to analyze whether I was eating too many carbohydrates, or I was not having rye bread instead of spelt bread, or my porridge bowl was too big. And I was looking in all the wrong places all of the time. And it's funny, isn't it, that we do that, right? Like, we might be working out and eating healthy and drinking water, and then we'll like drink a lot of alcohol at the weekends, and that'll also affect our food. So we go into Monday thinking, okay, well, I need to restrict my food even more during the week, and I need to add on more exercise. When actually, 9 times out of 10, if you're doing those healthy habits, it's never about doing more of that stuff. What I have noticed, 9 times out of 10, it's about breaking yourself free from the unhealthy habits that are holding you back. This is really simple to see in hindsight because I've been through it. It's much more difficult to see it when you're in it. Like when I was in it, when I was focusing on being really healthy while also drinking way too much alcohol and eating way too much food at the weekend, it's really difficult to see that it's those things that are big time holding you back. And it's human nature to go and look at the other things like the workouts and the healthy eating and focus in more of those because we don't want to confront the actual problem. Now, when I was drinking, I never for a moment thought that I was going to be able to stop. Like when I first had those thoughts of what would life be like without alcohol, I never for a second really believed that I could see a life without alcohol when it was so surrounded by me and just absolutely the done thing. So I encourage you, if you are thinking of giving up alcohol, to just ask yourself what it does for you. And that's where I first started uncovering and unraveling my relationship with alcohol. I started to ask myself when I realized that I didn't want to drink anymore, what is it actually doing for you, Jessica? And I realized that it wasn't doing anything for me. And I was turning to alcohol because I was wanting it to meet some of my needs that weren't being met during the week. For example, I thought that alcohol helped me act silly. I'm quite a serious person and I find it difficult to let loose and relax and laugh. I find it a lot easier now, but back then I found it very, very difficult. So I used alcohol as a way for me to tune into my silly self and act a little bit silly when I was drinking. I also realized that I used alcohol in social situations, well, and in private too, to pretend that I was easygoing. Like for those few hours on a Friday night when I had a glass of wine in my hand and I was watching The Late Late Show, it felt nice to think that I was just easygoing and bright and breezy and life is all good, and almost like I could act out this other person who didn't get stressed and anxious and who didn't feel super responsible with loads of things in their life. And I also realized that I turned to alcohol to give me the feeling, like to help me pretend that I was fearless and outgoing. Because I struggled with fear and being fearful of things for a lot of times in my life. And it's something that I'm working on now. So I realized that alcohol did that for me. It made me feel like, you know, fearless. Like I would chat with Joe on the couch and be like, we can do this and we can do this. And it gave me those feelings for a few hours of thinking I was this like really fearless person. And then in social situations, at dinners, and at events, I would drink because I thought it helped me be more outgoing. And I realized when I wrote it all down on a paper, I realized that that's why I drank. And then I realized that the negatives to that far outweighed what I thought it was doing for me. For a few hours on a Friday night, I pretended that I was this silly, fearless, outgoing person. And then the next day I would wake up and I would feel so incredibly anxious and so incredibly bad in myself that without exaggeration, I genuinely was scared of the whole day. Like I would wake up thinking, I can't do this. I'm back in this hell of drinking alcohol and I hate it and I feel super anxious. And what I would start to do then is I would start to get even more negative. Like I would be going, oh my God, I'm so hungover. It's Saturday. I'm going to have to get through the whole day. I'm going to have to try and not eat all the crap. And then I know for a fact, come 6 or 7 p.m. this evening, I'm going to drink. There's not a chance that I'm not going to drink. So I'm going to have to do it all over again. And then I'm going to wake up on Sunday and then I'm going to feel worse. And then I'm going to have to spend Sunday drinking so much water and trying to get back somehow to where I was. And I'm going to wake up then on Monday and be really anxious for the week ahead. And I'm going to be so cranky and so stressed out and so overwhelmed. And I'm going to feel like that on Tuesday too. And then by Wednesday, it's not until Wednesday, I'm going to feel normal. And this is what I started doing. Like every time I woke up hungover, I would just go through all the really long steps that it was going to take for me to feel good again. And it got to the point where I couldn't have a drink without genuinely going through all those negative consequences. Like, alcohol is funny. Like, if you drink every night of the week, you've got problems. And if you don't drink every night of the week and you drink at weekends, you've also got problems. I feel sometimes like we compare ourselves to other people rather than just deal with our own problems to make ourselves feel better. Like, well, look, I don't drink during the week, but that doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't really matter what anybody else is doing. You can always compare your situation to somebody's way worse situation or somebody's way better situation. But the question is, how do you feel about alcohol? And you can chat to your friends and they can make you feel better and they can say to you, what are you talking about? You're being so hard on yourself. You only drink on a Friday and a Saturday. But really, it's really with you and your relationship and your journey with yourself. Like, would you like to stop drinking alcohol? And if the answer to that is yes, like, why would you like to stop? And if you are drinking at the moment, ask yourself, what needs are you trying to meet by drinking alcohol? And what do you think alcohol is actually doing for you? So I started to think of all these things for 2 years before I quit drinking alcohol. Because you see, it's really normal. Like, that's the contemplation phase before we decide to take action. I mean, I haven't heard of it before, but it's very rare where you wake up one day and you decide to stop drinking alcohol and then you just give it up for the rest of your life. But what I've noticed with a lot of women is that they are really hard on themselves. Like, if they're thinking of stopping alcohol and they're still drinking, or they quit drinking alcohol for a month or for 2 months and they go back to it, they're so hard on themselves. When actually there's nothing about your journey that you need to be hard on yourself with. You're exploring, you're experimenting, you're figuring it out for yourself. And when you do finally come to the solution and to the decision, in my opinion, if you think it through so much and take your time with it, it's going to be a much more clear-cut ending for you in a good way. So I spent 2 years thinking of those questions and really analysing my relationship with alcohol. And when I decided that there was like a time for me where I decided not to be scared anymore, and I decided to just, oh my God, I'm actually going to stop drinking. I'm actually going to stop. And I had these thoughts before I actually stopped. So because I knew I was going to stop drinking alcohol, when I was still drinking, I would look at myself and I would look at the people around me drinking, and I would really analyze it while drinking. And I would like look at myself in the mirror when I would go to the bathroom, and I would be like, oh my God, look at you. Your eyes are all bloodshot. There's no clarity to your face. I can't see any authenticity. And it wasn't that I was being very hard on myself. I was genuinely trying to be really truthful with myself for the first time ever in my life. So I don't want you to get me wrong. Like, it's not like I went to the bathroom and started to tear myself down. There is a difference. I went to the bathroom and for the first time in my life looked in the mirror with a real genuine truth to it. And those of you listening to the podcast for a while, I told you that like I would take videos of myself after having a few drinks, talking to myself in the bathroom and telling myself like all the reasons why I hated drinking, or just kind of chatting to myself. And it was really sad the next day watching those videos and seeing myself drunk, talking shite, looking like somebody who needed help and who needed to be taken care of. This was the type of authenticity and straightness that I needed to see after so many years having convinced myself of the benefits of drinking and that it brings people together, which is total horse shit. So I spent the last 6 months of my journey with alcohol really focusing on making myself sick of it. And I would look at people around me and the destruction that it was doing to people around me and just think to myself, wow, alcohol is the enemy. What's happened in Ireland that we have painted this picture of alcohol to be our friends when it's ripping families apart and it's making us all feel really, really bad. However, most of us are so secretive about how bad it makes us feel. And we're kind of on this merry-go-round. Like, I wouldn't be surprised in the future if most people didn't drink. Like, I do feel like we're in this funny generation now where it's just crazy how normalized it is on the TV and in marketing, and it just doesn't seem like the done thing to not drink. I want to let you know what I experienced when I stopped drinking alcohol. When I stopped drinking, I was very excited. I realized I was very rusty with a lot of stuff, especially with my emotions. If you spend years drinking on a Friday and a Saturday night, and this was the thing that shocked me the most, and me and Joe talk about it all the time, you would think if you just drank on a Friday and a Saturday night for the rest of your life and you were sober Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you wouldn't think for a second that you were rusty with your emotions, would you? You would think, well, most of the time I'm sober. I only drink two nights a week. Come on. But it blew my mind when I took away alcohol how rusty I was and how much I had to learn about myself again. Like, I felt very vulnerable. I felt very raw. I would experience feelings and go, whoa, what's that feeling? Like, and I think it's because when you're in anticipation of drinking all week, and then all that stress and all that anxiety you channel into alcohol. So your sole focus is on alcohol over the weekend. And then on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, your sole focus is on recovering. You really are very distracted and removed from other things you don't even know what you would be thinking about. That was the thing that blew my mind the most. It's a little bit awkward for the first couple of weeks. That's it, in restaurants. Like, you'll go to restaurants, which, you know, I encourage you to do if you still love. And it can be a little bit awkward initially ordering a sparkling water and you're kind of, wow, here we are. What are we going to chat about? But that rustiness goes after a few weeks. you realize that you've wasted a lot of your time on alcohol, that it's been a big part of, that it was a big part of my life, and that I wasted a lot of time with it, talking shite and not really connecting with people I love on a deep level. Like there being me and the person I'd be chatting to, and then there'd be alcohol in the middle of those people. And I see that so much now, how much alcohol really is in the way of connection. And when you're drinking, I always thought, no, it deepens the connection. You have the crack with the person, you get on really well with them. No, I completely disagree with that now. The morning times are amazing when you stop drinking. They're just so fulfilling and so wonderful. And you notice little things more. Like rather than wake up dying, you wake up in the morning feeling so grateful, feeling like one of the lucky ones. And you go out and you have a cup of coffee and you might hear the birds sing and you're like pinching yourself that in a sliding door scenario, you'd still be in bed absolutely dying. Everything is so much more fun after the first couple of weeks. Eating out is more fun. Conversations are more deep and engaging. You just get closer to the people around you. It's a wonderful feeling, and it's hard to describe, because when you're in it and you're drinking, you feel very connected to the person. Like when I was drinking with Joe, I felt so connected with him, and I felt like we had this bond where we would chat all the stuff together at night times when we'd have a few drinks. And I was like, well, how are we going to, right the wrongs of life without alcohol? It's just so much more rewarding and so much more beautiful than I could ever have possibly imagined. And a few things that I've noticed when you're stopping drinking alcohol is 0% alcohol stuff. I think it's way more fun to quit drinking alcohol and not let yourself be defined by it. And I think alcohol still wins and beats you when you turn to the 0% stuff. Because it's almost like you're still giving a nod to the benefits of alcohol. And this is just how I feel. Why can't we go to a restaurant or a bar or hang out with friends and have a sparkling water or a juice or something else? Why does it have to be like 0% beer, 0% wine? And I would encourage you to question why you are drinking 0% alcohol. Are you still one foot in, one foot out? Is it still something that you need to unravel yourself with? Alcohol robbed me of my clarity. It robbed me of relationships. It robbed me of growth. It robbed me of progress. It robbed me of morning times. It robbed me of my health. When I gave up drinking alcohol, I just got really healthy naturally. You get into great shape. Whatever focus you do on your health, it pays off. It works. You're not like... What used to happen to me is I'd be focused on my health, I'd be exercising and eating healthy, but I'd also be drinking so much. You don't really look healthy. Whereas all the effort, I suppose, that you put into your health, you can see it. Wow, that person's healthy. Look at her skin and nails and hair, and look how the clarity that she has. That's what I always say to myself when I see people. I can spot the people that don't drink. And I remember back in restaurants drinking alcohol and being with Joe and the kids and seeing this family come in and the little backpacks on, and they sat down at the table and they ordered like waters for the table, and it was the evening time, we were on holiday, and I remember looking over and just being so happy for them and just wishing I had that too in my life. And if you really do wish for something, I do encourage you to make it happen. And don't be afraid about there being a void. There is no void. We weren't born with the void in ourselves. We weren't born like to take on alcohol. Alcohol is just some silly man-made thing that makes us think that it's fun, and it's not. Like alcohol changes the chemistry in your brain and changes your state. Why do you want that? Why is it that we think we have a glass of wine and we start to talk differently and act differently? Even just with one drink, you're different. Why do you want to be different? Why do you want to be different? Why do you want to have a drink? Why? That just still now blows my mind. Why we want to drink. What is it actually doing for us? What's the void that we think it's filling? Like, are you doing it to try to be more funny? Or like to try and make the night more enjoyable? Because if you're trying to make the night more enjoyable, then that night sounds shite. Don't do it. So I've written out here a couple of things that I just want you to know when you are focusing on not drinking alcohol. And one of the things I want you to know is that I encourage you to really focus on the benefits of not drinking alcohol. I also really encourage you to not try to change your habits. For example, if you love sitting in the living room with a glass of wine and watching The Late Late Show on a Friday night, I really encourage you to not remove yourself from that situation and say, well, I'll go for a walk or I'll go to bed early. I encourage you to sit in the living room and watch The Late Late Show, but maybe make the living room really, really warm. And maybe have a shower and get into really nice clean pajamas and get a lovely blanket around your shoulders and get a lovely cup of hot chocolate or a cup of tea and make the situation really, really nice. What you're trying to do is to get to a point where it's not you're going about your nighttime routine without, and there's just alcohol's gone, so you feel bad. Like, how can you make what you loved doing really fun without alcohol in it? It's not going to work if you're like, well, instead of drinking on the couch, I'll go for a walk. Because the need you were going for with sitting down in a warm room with a glass of wine isn't being met going out in the freezing cold for a walk. So be careful about that. Like, try and match need for need. You know, like, oh, well, I like sitting down and having a glass of wine and be silly. Well, is there like a comedian that you really like that can help you get out of your seriousness and your comfort zone so that maybe you can be a little bit silly? When nobody's looking in the middle of the day, can you put some music on and dance to yourself and be really silly? How can you bring out your silly side without alcohol? How can you get comfort and be soothed without alcohol? How can you enjoy your life sober? There's nothing to be lost by just being yourself all of the time. There's nothing to be lost by not changing the chemicals in your brain for a few hours. For what? If you're thinking of stopping drinking alcohol, I really encourage you to ask yourself all those questions that I mentioned at the start. What's it actually doing for you? What needs are being met while you're drinking? And why would you like to stop drinking alcohol? And I promise you, the journey can be really, really exciting and really rewarding. And just because many people aren't talking about how much they hate alcohol, it doesn't mean that most people aren't walking around absolutely despising alcohol and despising the hold it has over them. I am here with you. I am your buddy on this. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can email me at jessica@jessicacook.ie, any alcohol questions, or find me on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, if you could do me a favor and share it with somebody you think might find interesting, I would appreciate that so, so much. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.